بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما يا رب العالمين. أشفاك برد لنا الله maybe we can move in a little bit. Sorry. وأنت لك I have a huge gap here. سبحانه. I think it's fine. Inshallah. جزاكم الله. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this blessing, mashallah. That we can sit here and partake in the beautiful tafsir of the Quran, and namely the du'as of the Quran, mashallah, they have so much benefit. Today's du'a is a very impactful du'a. It is a du'a in Surah Al-Furqan, which talks about the ibadur Rahman. It ends with the du'a, Rabbana hab lana min azwajina wa dhurriyyatina qurrata a'yun waj'alna lil-muttaqina imama. So for us to really take from it, it might take a little bit more time. So just a couple more minutes, really. I ask you all to indulge me, mashallah. Alhamdulillah, this is for your benefit along with my benefit. That we understand the meaning of this dua makes us to give a better dua, inshallah, before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. along with that, subhanAllah, yesterday we had, I think, like a little kid who was sitting here. So he's not going to understand everything that we speak about, right? And one thing I recognize parents often tell me, they say that, please, Shaykh, my child, you have to help my child. I said, what about you? You know, like, you know, subhanAllah, people are always looking at their child, but what about yourself? You and I need the duas more than anyone else, and you and I will understand it better than anyone else. And this is our weakness today, may Allah forgive. But we're looking at our children always, but forgetting about our own ibadah and our own self. You become the imam, inshallah, and then your child will follow. If you're not the imam, then he has no one to follow. This is what it is. May Allah grant us understanding, inshallah. So keeping this in mind, this beautiful section at the end of Surah Al-Furqan. Surah Al-Furqan is a remarkable surah from beginning to end. Near the end, Allah Ta'ala very heavily criticizes the kafir, the disbeliever, and talks about how there are people that don't listen to the meaning of the Quran, they don't benefit from the Quran, they don't even look at the Quran. They can't even look at the face of Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Could you imagine it? When the Prophet says to make sajda, worship Allah, they say, who is this Rahman that we have to worship? Who is this Allah that we have to worship? Why are you telling us to do these things? You know? So Allah Ta'ala, He at the end of the surah, after talking about the disbeliever and speaking such negatively, Allah gives you such a positive discussion about amazing people. Who does Allah Ta'ala, how does Allah give them their name? What is the name in there? Ibadur Rahman. Allah Ta'ala says they are the slaves. Of course, they're slaves of Allah. Allah Ta'ala says, but in terms of the quality that they represent of me, they represent my Rahman in the world. Allah Ta'ala said they are Ibadur Rahman. This is something that everyone should strive to be, a servant of the Rahman. In other words, when people look at you, they see you as Allah, as a sign, as an athar, as an effect of Allah's mercy on the dunya. That's how they look at you. They're like, wow, what an amazing person this is. What a remarkable person this is. So tender, so generous, so kind, so loving. So many things, mashallah, is coming from this man named, this person, Ibadur Rahman. He's one of the slaves of Allah Ta'ala, the slaves of the Rahman. How do they walk on the earth? The effect of their kindness has affected them so much that even in their walking, you can see it's different from normal people, right? Because when you see people normally walk, they're either walking very boastfully and very arrogantly, right? Like this, oof, right? Or other people, subhanAllah, walking very weakly. Okay? Both of these things are not appropriate. The ibadur Rahman yamshuna ala al-ardi hauna. Allah said they didn't walk on the earth weakly. Allah says they walk gently on the ground. Right? Because people think the piety is that you walk very meek. Right? I said, no, no, it's dignified walking. It's dignified walking. When people see you, they see you as a person of izzah, of karam, of nobility. You look like a king on this dunya, honestly, right? But you don't boast it. You don't show it off. This is the idea here. Umar radiallahu anhu, one time he saw a person walking very weakly. And I'm trying my best to stay on target here to get to the dua. But there's a lot, mashallah. I wish we had long sessions to explain this. But very briefly, Umar radiallahu anhu saw a guy walking like very weak and stuff like that. And so then he took his whip and started hitting him. And he said, oh, what is this walking? He said, no, I'm trying to be humble. He said, no, this is not humility. Okay, this is not humility. Okay, being weak is not humble, right? The two different things. The idea that, subhanAllah, you can't even notice them on this world. They're here, but they're not here. This is the idea of the Ibadur Rahman. They know they're not going to be here forever. They're temporary people. So when you know you're temporary, you don't try to make a very strong foot in the ground, you know? You're not here forever. This is the idea here. I'm going to leave this world anyways. Why am I going to cause a problem with people? Why am I going to pretend I'm going to be here forever? I came here like a person taking shade under a tree. One day I'm going to go. يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنَا. وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ. When the ignorant people talk to them, because wallahi, this dunya has ignorant people. You cannot avoid them. They will come to you somewhere from some place. وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ. When the ignorant people talk ignorantly, قَالُوا سَلَامًا. They say, brother, peace. We're not here for anything more than that. We're not here to cause aggression or anger. Really, subhanAllah, it will cause fasad in the world, and your Ramadan, your ibadah will completely but bad and kharab, you feel so miserable at the end of your fasting. Rasulullah SAW, he taught us, you know, that when the person is trying to fight you while you're fasting, you say, Inni sa'imun, right? This is the surrender. When the wife is arguing, Inni sa'imun, I'm not here to fight right now. Please leave me alone. This is not the time. This is what this fasting is supposed to teach us, how to become Ibad al-Rahman. This is how they are, their kindness and their gentleness when it comes to the people. That's their morning. Their day is like this. What is their night like this? Allah Ta'ala describes their night. وَالَّذِينَ يَبِيتُونَ لِرَبِّهِمْ سُجَّدًا وَقِيَامًا. They spend a night in sajda and they spend a night in standing. They spend a night in sajda and in standing. What kind of ibadah are they doing? Is it again ibadah of boastfulness, of arrogance? There's no arrogance in it. They raise their hands. وَيَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا اصْرِفْ عَنَّا عَذَابَ جَهَنَّمَ. They are so worried about their sins. This is what it is. They're so worried about their sins. So the dua at night, they say, Ya Allah, turn us away from the fire of Jahannam. Save us from the azab of Jahannam. This is what a person needs to recognize, brothers and sisters. When you and I grow up in deen, we must recognize that you're never safe from your sins. Every single moment of life is an opportunity to ask Allah for maghfirat. Say, Ya Allah, please, Rabbul Alam, forgive me, Ya Allah. Please, Allah, have mercy on me, Ya Allah. Please forgive me, Ya Rabbul Alam. This idea that, subhanAllah, every moment that you get is a gift from the Rahman, that you can ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. This agitation. Again, I talked about people who wake up for tahajjud a little, I think a couple of days ago. One another thing that wakes a person up for tahajjud is when you become agitated. You know, someone was saying, Sheikh, I don't feel tranquil, and I don't feel content or tranquil. I said, well, what is it? You want to be lazy? You know, this is what people do, right? They wanna feel content so they don't have to do anything. I said, no. Being agitated, being restless is a sign of iman. It's a good thing. Okay, this is Hazrat Tanwi. He actually wrote to someone. He said, when someone wrote this, Hazrat, I feel always a little bit agitated, a little bit on edge. He said, that's a good thing. You know, you're always going to be motivated. You're going to be moving. Why? How could you rest when the fire of Jahannam is waiting for you? How could you rest when your death is coming to you? Where is the rest going to come from? This is the idea here, right? Be a little restless. It's okay. Don't be lazy. This is what people want to do. Maintain your ibadah. Do these things. But wake up at nighttime. Say, Ya Allah, I committed haram. I ate haram. I saw haram. I drank haram. I listened to haram. How could you feel okay then? You have to wake up and cry. This is what it is. This is why, subhanAllah, you feel a little restless is a good thing. Okay, mashallah, and you'll find your rest. It's going to come. The surah, mashallah, talks about their day. They're being agitated by the jahil. Okay, and at nighttime, they're being restless because of their sins. And they're saying, Allah, save us from Jahannam. The daytime, when they're spending on their family, they spend in the moderate. They're not too bakhil, not too conjuice, and not too stingy, and not too reckless in their spending. Allah talks about the spending in the middle. Then Allah talks about them, that they don't worship anyone besides Allah. They don't kill anyone, you know, unjustly, and they don't commit zina. And Allah says, وَمَا يَفْعَلْ ذَٰلِكَ يَلْقَ أَثَامًا. Whoever does this thing has committed a terrible crime. His punishment will not be one on Qiyamah for the person who does zina or murder or shirk. Allah says, يُضَعَفْ لَهُمُ الْعَذَابِ. Allah's punishment will be multiplied upon them. Right? And they will be in a terrible position. إِلَّا مَنْ تَاب, except the one who makes tawbah. وَآمَنَ, and believes. وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا, and does good deeds. فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. Allah says he turns their bad deeds into good deeds. It's beautiful because they're Ibad al-Rahman, because of their fact that they're doing good deeds and their worship, Allah turns all their sins into good deeds, mashallah. This is the beauty of it, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Again, each one, mashallah, has this beautiful impact. After this, Allah speaks about, وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَشْهَدُونَ الزُّورِ وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِاللَّغْوِ مَرُّوا كِرَامًا وَالَّذِينَ يَذُكِّرُوا بِآيَاتِ رَبِّ لَمْ يَخِرُوا عَلَيْهَا صُمًّا وَعُمْيَانًا. Allah says that when they hear people lying or people speaking ghibah, or seeing music, or seeing haram being there, they don't give it in any ear. They don't want to be there. And actually, when they hear these things, maru kirama, they act very noble. They say, brother, this is not appropriate conversation. They try their best to steer people away, let alone sitting there. Forget about sitting there. The people, subhanAllah, that turn everyone away from it, mashallah. And then what happens when the ayat of the Quran recited to them? This is the beauty, mashallah, of Taraweeh. It's a training. When the ayat are recited upon them, they don't fall deaf and they don't fall blind onto it. Okay, they don't fall deaf, they don't fall blind. There are two reasons why people fall asleep in the Taraweeh. Okay, listen to me here. One reason is because you're a human being. It's late and you're tired. That's insan. The other reason, subhanAllah, the barakah is so much that it's overwhelming that people often fall asleep because of it. This is the lead in the Quran. Right? إِذْ يُغَشِّيكُمُ النُّعَاسُ أَمَنَةً مِّنْ. Allah said in the battle of Badr, while the Sahaba were fighting on the battlefield, they were falling asleep while fighting because so much barakah was coming down. Okay? This happens. It's normal. It's natural. That's when people say, like, Bayan, I fell asleep. Hazrat, I said, don't worry about it, man. I understand the barakah too, man. Don't worry. Okay? Everyone has a little bit of rest here and there. Why am I mentioning this? Because why? Because subhanAllah, but when the ayat are recited in a person, this barakah comes down, you're receiving it. Enjoy it, mashallah. Why not enjoy it, right? The idea that subhanAllah, when the ayah of Quran comes down, you listen to it and you say, Ya Allah, how can I practice this, right? How can I put this into my life? The Ibad al-Rahman listen to these ayat so intently and they listen so attentively that they say, Ya Allah, I want to become a person of the Quran. So then they start to make a dua, a very special dua. The dua is because they heard the Quran, they say, Ya Allah, whatever the Quran says, I want to have. So what is the response for what the Quran is giving? وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ. Allah Ta'ala says that they say, O our Lord, هَبْ لَنَا, gift all of us. First and foremost, Ibad al-Rahman, don't forget anyone. They say, Ya Allah, if you're going to give me, I want it for everyone in this dunya. رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا. For every single one of us, Ya Allah, gift us from our wives and our spouses. وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا, and from our children, قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ, the coolness of the eyes. Okay? There's a lot of things I want to say about this whole part, mashallah. There's so many things, subhanAllah. The قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ, I need everyone to understand. Okay? It's the idea that, subhanAllah, they went through such agitation and difficulty in the day. What happened in the day? Some jahil guy started talking to you. Someone started cursing you out. Someone started making ghibah of you. Someone started laughing at you. The boss wasn't nice to you in the work, right? The employees or the colleagues you have were miserable to you. The wife was being rude to you, whatever, right? Everyone was being rude to you, right? And then what happens is, subhanAllah, at the nighttime, you're agitated because of your sins. So in the morning, you're upset. Nighttime, you're upset at yourself. There's no contentment. So then what happens? You make a dua, Ya Allah, the only place I can find contentment is in my home now, Ya Allah. Not outside, not at nighttime, Ya Allah. When I come home, I want to see that these people give me the coolness of my eyes. My eyes are on fire right now. Ya Allah, I want that when I come home, I can feel the coolness. What is this coolness? The narrations discuss this. The word Qurratu Ayun is used for a person who's walking through a desert. And while you're walking through a desert, it's so long, it's hot, it's unbearable. And in the middle of the desert, you see an oasis. Water, right? And then what happens? Because you see it automatically, even before you drink the water, your eyes are cooled. Another thing is that when you see something that makes you so happy, sometimes your eyes become so cold, you start to cry. So this is the idea here. When a person sees their wife or their husband or they see their children, they want to feel such coolness that they feel so happy and joyous by Allah that they feel like, Ya Allah, tears are coming in my eyes right now. What is this idea here that I want everyone to understand? Is that I tell you, mashallah, I give you fatwa here, okay, mashallah. So we can is what? It's okay to be to love your wife, okay? It's okay to be happy with her. It's okay to feel good when you're with her. All right? Because some of us, mashallah, we have this weird stigma that it's like, oh my God, if I'm near her, I have to act like she's a virus or some contamination in the world, right? Some fitna facade. I say, yeah, man, subhanAllah, it worked in one zamana where, mashallah, I'm not saying women have to, the wives, trust me, the thing that can save your marriage more than anything is respect your husband. I tell you, subhanAllah, he's a lion. Even though he doesn't look like a lion, you know, subhanAllah, let him flex his mane a little bit, you know, just be nice to him, right? But having said that, the idea that, you know, mashallah, the sternness and the strictness and the roughness, yeah, this is not from the Sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Rasulullah did not teach us this. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was so tender and loving to Aisha radiallahu anha, was he not? You think Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went around talking about this openly, about how much he loves Aisha radiallahu anha? I think only one narration, like explicitly, where he talks about that, who said who's the most beloved person to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, right? Then he said Aisha radiallahu anha. Beyond that, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, just because they know, like, you know, that they just see him interacting with Aisha and they're like, oh, this must be the most beloved wife to him, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you know? The loving and tenderness and kindness and affection, she's your Sakina. She is your Sakina in this dunya. Allah Ta'ala made her Sakina. That's literally what her design is. Allah Ta'ala uses the word zawj. Zawj in Arabic is for something that, like, you know, you have two puzzle pieces, right? You know, there are certain pieces that they don't fit well together, and there are certain pieces that fit perfectly together. I tell you, wallahi, understand this. Your wife and your husband is the one that fits perfectly for you. I didn't design it. You didn't design it. Allah designed it like that. If you believe it and you trust Allah, Allah will make your marriage happy. But the problem is that we come in with an aggression. We don't want to look at them with kindness and tenderness. We came angry from the outside. We want to come home also angry. Ya Allah, subhanAllah. Be the lion outside, but be children inside. Why can't you be a child, right? SubhanAllah. It's nice to be like, you know, when we in Bangla we say furti, right? Just you know, playing around, being joyous and being happy, right? Umar Adina was a lion outside, but they said he was a kitten at home. He's all kind and loving, mashallah. That's what a person needs to be. With your spouse, mashallah, this is the best place, alhamdulillah. You'll find sakina again. Allah Ta'ala said, you get qurrata ayn from them. Qurrata ayn from them. Not only from your wife, but also from your children. From your children. وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ. You, Allah, gift us from this, from our children and from our spouses. Ya Allah, make them the coolness of our eyes. What is the coolness of eyes here? I'll tell you, look up any book of tafsir. This is about Ibadur Rahman. Ibadur Rahman, and I'm looking, oh, he's a very, obviously, foshah, right? He's very white, nice skin, right? Yeah, astaghfirullah. No. The color of the skin, the physical of the skin, the body of the person, none of those things. Ya Allah, I want to come home and I want to see them doing dhikr of you. Ya Allah, I want to come home and I want to see them doing namaz and salam. Ya Allah, I want to see them loving you. Because when I come home and I see my family worshiping you, I don't think that can make me, there's nothing in the world that can make me happier than that. That's Qurrat Ayn. When you come home and you see this, Qurrat Ayun, the coolness of a few eyes, not all the eyes. I don't want everyone. This is also another problem, right? Another problem that people have is they want to, they're trying their, you know, I think the reason why we're not nice to our wives and nice to our husbands, because everyone in the community will look at us with shame and stuff like that. Like, oh, he's too much. He's too much Habiba, Habibi, you know, Habib, whatever. Like, what are you doing showing Facebook? What are you doing showing Instagram? What are you doing showing your wife and projecting and showing everything? There's no one to show. Doesn't matter. Don't worry about other people. Qurrat ayun, the coolness of a few eyes. That when you come home, and this is the beauty of it, when you come home, you see them worshiping, and mashallah, you're there, and your wife is there, and your kids are there. That's all you need, right? Allahu Akbar. And when you wake up at nighttime, you see them, subhanAllah, wake up for tahajjud when there's few eyes awake. This is the idea, mashallah. You wake up, subhanAllah, and you went to go use the bathroom, and then what do you find? Your kid is like praying two rakats. You're like, could you not be a happier father? Could you not be a happier father to see your child making tahajjud randomly in the night? Allahu Akbar. What a beautiful experience that would be. This is what you're asking for. We ruin our marriages because we're looking at how other people look at our marriage. We ruin our marriage because we look at how other people are looking at our marriage. So we don't allow ourselves to be happy. Like we like the fact that she's kind of clumsy or silly or a little weird, right? And we enjoy that. But if I show her too much, they're like, oh, now she's gonna have a handle over me, right? Or like, or the wife, one random wife said the other day, she's like, oh, if I show my husband too much, then he's gonna think he has power over me. What is this nonsense? What is this power game, power struggle? This is all Western mentality. What is the Sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? You love so much that she can't even imagine living without you anymore. This is the love of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Subhanallah, these people don't understand anything. They think this is like some dynamics. Oh, whose money, whose finances? This is all garbage. Don't listen to the Westerner. Look at what Rasulullah taught us. So having that affection and tenderness, don't let people define how your marriage is supposed to be. You know how to be a good husband, and inshallah, you know how to be a good wife. Keeping this in mind, Qurrat Ayun, while they're alive, mashallah, you ask Allah to make them nek and salih. This is what it is, right? My brother, mashallah, today, his lemon tree grew three lemons, three fruits, right? And mashallah, my dad was very happy. I said, I also have three fruits. He's like, where is your three fruits? I said, my kids, right? And they're like, oh, okay, may Allah Ta'ala bless, make you have you more kids. I said, don't ask for more kids. I said, ask Allah for pious kids. Because why? Because I said, if they're not pious, then they're worse than the three lemons. I'd rather not see them, right? Because why? While they're alive, Qurrat Ayun means that they're deendar, religious. That subhanAllah, no matter where they are in dunya, I don't have to worry, inshallah. Allah will take care of the dunya. But their deen is what I worry about. While they're alive, you want this dua. Qurrat Ayun, Allah make them coolness in my eyes and their deen. And then while they're alive, they make dua for you. So then what happens after you die? Even while you're in your grave, ya Allah, keep them as Qurrat Ayun. Do you understand? When you're in your grave and your book of deeds is closed, Allah says, don't worry, one way is still open. Your children are still Qurrat Ayun. In your grave, you're feeling coolness of eyes. Why? Because you're still feeling happy that they're making dua for you after you died. And then what happens when you reach the hereafter? Ya Allah, I cannot have Qurrat Ayun unless they're with me in Jannah. Do you understand? The beauty of this dua is, Ya Allah, make my children Jannatis. This is a remarkable dua. Qurrat Ayun from my whole existence, from this life and the hereafter, Ya Allah, don't make a single moment except that I am happy with my wife and my children. I cannot enjoy Jannah without my child, Ya Allah. This is what it is. And Ya Allah, if they're going to be this spectacular and amazing, وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. Allah, make me for these pious people, my wife and my children. Make me for these pious people, make me an imam. I have to be someone that leads them. I can't just pretend like I'm sleeping and snoring and she's praying like 50 rakats tahajjud, right? SubhanAllah, right? Allahu Akbar. This is what happens, right? The wife does so much and the husband does nothing. Absolutely nothing. Zero. Less than zero. He's negative. SubhanAllah. And the wife is like, SubhanAllah, niqabi, dindari, everything, SubhanAllah. And the husband, like, man, he looked like he's waking up going to Disneyland and playing video games, Xbox 350, whatever. This is the type of husband that, SubhanAllah, and he's asking for a pious wife. You don't deserve her, SubhanAllah. Thoda sa matching hona chahiye, right? Make it match. If she looks like she's going for Umrah, you look like you're going for Umrah too, right? Not that she's going to Jannat and you're going to Disneyland. This is how people become these days. Allah forgive. Wajalna lil muttaqin imam. Allah, it's not about the title. It's about the quality. Ya Allah, all the qualities of Ibad al-Rahman, that they look like imams, I want to have those qualities too. And this is the thing, okay? You make a dua to become imam. But when we hear a child become imam, what is it? What did the uncle say? His brother's son became imam? Oh, I feel so sorry for you, brother. I feel so sorry for you. Oh, may Allah help you, brother. I'm so sorry. He has the biggest title. Ibad al-Rahman read the Quran and they were in love with the Quran. They said, Ya Allah, we have to become imams. And now, subhanAllah, when our child becomes imam, oh, you ruined him. Oh, he became Hafiz al-Quran. What is he going to do? I don't know. Go to Jannah? I don't know. What do you want? What else do you want? He got Allah's pleasure. Why are we looking down on the deen? We are the worst people. Allah forgive us. Because we look down on the deen more than anyone else. Forget the kafir. The Muslim, subhanAllah, should know the izzah of these positions. Having said that, subhanAllah, Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyyatina qurrata a'yun waj'alna lilmuttaqin imama. May Allah make us all imams, inshallah ta'ala. We're all leaders of something. And so may Allah make us the best in whatever we do, inshallah ta'ala, and give us these beautiful qualities. I apologize for going a little bit off today. May Allah grant us all tawfiq. I have some of the du'as, finally. It was in my car for 2 days. Do you know that? If you like, inshallah, if you want the paper to read from, inshallah, by the end of Ramadan, I hope to make it into a small booklet for everybody. If you'd like to have it in your small booklet so you can read for yourselves, these 30 du'as that we compiled, and that way you can use them every day, inshallah ta'ala. May Allah accept from everyone, inshallah. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.